Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I will try to be succinct and not test your abilities to stay attentive after a long day of walking in the sun. But God's gifted us another beautiful church, another beautiful tableau to look at and to pray. First point, just to do a kind of a nod to the collect, the opening prayer. Since we did our first homily on the collect, let's just not to leave it aside. Lead us to share in the joys of heaven so that the humble flock, that's us, may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before. So the quality of the shepherd who guides us is his bravery, is being willing to lay down his life for the sheep, because that's what the Father has commanded him to do, and that's why the Father loves him and he loves the Father. That's why he lays down. And the flock, we just need to be humble. We just need to receive that gift of the shepherd. So his bravery gets him heaven. It's our humility that gets us heaven. Just receive it. Do what you're told, right? Don't invent anything. Just do what you're told. The priests, they often say, read the black and do the red, which means in the missal, what you're supposed to read as the priest is in black, and the instructions is in the red. Like, lift your arms or do it. Like, don't invent anything. Just read the black and do the red. Like, you don't have to be creative. You know, you don't have to be smarter than the liturgy. Just do, that's what we're called to be. Just be humble, right? Leave the bravery to the shepherd. Now we'll jump into just a comment on the first reading. We've been talking about our children and witnessing to our children or to others. And I just thought the one thing to highlight here was Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. It's very simple. He just simply witnesses. He doesn't have to convince. He just witnesses. And I like, he does it just like Jesus did. If you remember, Jesus also said, "For what good deed do you strike me?" Right? If I've said something wrong, tell me what I, but... And on another occasion, they say he did all things good. And another occasion, Jesus says, "For what good deed, right, do you persecute me?" And Peter does the same thing. If we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, like if that's why we're standing, do you remember he healed somebody and then they brought him before the Sanhedrin later? He says, so it's like, for what good deed are we here today? You know, it's like sarcastic. But it's just like Jesus was. Like, so if we're being examined about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, and then he goes on to witness, right? If you're wondering how we did this, if that's what we're here to explain to you, well, let me explain it. And he just witnesses Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, you crucified, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a simple witness. He didn't have to, maybe he was very nervous. How am I going to convince the Sanhedrin to believe or to not persecute us? Or what? It wasn't his job to convince them, nor his job to avoid persecution. His job is simply to witness. And then if you want to persecute, that's your problem, right? If you want to not believe, that's your... I'm just witnessing. This is the explanation I can give. That's oftentimes all we're called to do. Just witness. Now, his witness is pretty tough. That Jesus Christ, whom you killed, God raised him from the dead, right? And he's the stone rejected by the builders, etc. Sometimes witnessing is all we have to do. Second reading is, I love this phrase, we are called children of God, yet so we are. And you can hear a little doubt. The reason the world doesn't know us is that it didn't know God. They could have been wondering, hey, if we're really children of God, it doesn't look like it. You know, like, why are we suffering? Why are we being persecuted? This is John, one of the last letters written. Why has it been so long and Jesus hasn't come back again? Like, everything isn't going great for us. Like, if we're children of God, why doesn't the world know it? Like, why don't they treat us as such? They could have been doubting. And he's affirming, see what love the Father has bestowed on us in calling us children? And that's who we are. That's the truth. Now, the reason, if you're worried, the reason the world doesn't know us is it didn't know him. Right? We're God's children now. Now, how that's going to get revealed eventually, I don't know. But we do know when it happens, we're going to be like God. Like, he's, again, I can't answer the question of why it hasn't happened yet. All I know is that's who we are. Again, that simple, just witness. Sorry, I can't answer. It's not my job to answer when. Sorry. I wish it were faster too, but we do know it. And when it gets revealed, it's going to be great. But for now, we just know that's who we are. That's the name we carry. It's similar even to Jesus, and I'm only going to focus on one phrase because there's so many beautiful ones, but this is the one that I think is the most beautiful and kind of central to the whole. I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. I will lay down my life for the sheep. That's the heart of this passage. What I love about that, Jesus states who he is. He knows his identity. I'm the good shepherd. What makes him good is what comes at the end, the laying down the life. What makes him good is he's not like someone who runs away when there's danger. He's good in as much as he lays down his life. That's what makes him good. A bad one runs away. A good one sticks around and suffers and becomes a victim. And the definition in between there is what connects that goodness and why he sacrifices himself. I know mine and mine know me. I love that because there's a mutual revelation there. I know them and they know me. I've revealed myself to them, he says in the Last Supper. They know who I am. I've revealed them when he's praying to the Father. I revealed them myself to you. I revealed you to them. And the disciples also revealed themselves, allowed themselves to be known by Jesus. There's a mutual knowledge. And because of that, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Not that our revealing ourselves to God and allowing him to love us is what causes our salvation. No, but it is what causes us to be able to access and receive that gift that Jesus has already won. It's his goodness and his laying down his life is linked by our mutual knowledge, our knowledge of Jesus and his knowledge of us. So allow yourself to be known by Jesus. You can say, well, of course I want. There is a way that even in our own relationships as couples, where we don't allow ourselves to be known or we hold back. I don't know if I want to say that because I don't know where that's going to end. Better we just keep that to ourselves, right? And there is a certain, everyone has autonomy and the right to reserve certain things or to reveal it at certain times, but we all know the relationship is deeper in as much as there's mutual revelation, mutual knowledge, deeper, which is risky. And that's why our depth with Jesus can go deeper. The more we reveal ourselves to him, like he already knows us, but we reveal it, we speak it, we let him see it. And then him knowing us, that's where we're able to be shepherded by him. That's where we're able to be good sheep, like the good shepherd. Whereas he's laying down his life for us, we're also able to lay our lives down for him and our brothers and sisters. So we'll close up with just that. Once again, that opening prayer of our role. He's the good shepherd. He's the brave shepherd. Our job is just to be humble, right? Let him know us know him, allow him to lay his life down for us, and then us also humbly lay our lives down for one another.